Am I still audible?
Yes,
you are.
Yep.
Excellent. Nathan Wakefield, Chair, calling the meeting to order at 6:39 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, Kyle. We're going to do a roll call now. Nathan Wakefield is present. Mike Sullivan.
I'm here.
Martin Frost.
Here.
Warren Hammond.
Here.
Noel Yee.
Present.
Kyle Johnson.
Here.
Not sure if she's coming or not, but Erin Stevens. She's absent. Again, I'm not sure if she was intending on coming, but she is an officer. Veronique Poupercher. Absent. Scott Krause. Absent. Louis Siridek. Absent. Lucho Fernandez. Absent. Jared Davis. Absent. Okay. Moving on. Will someone make a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle has made the motion. Can we get a second?
This is Warren. I'll second.
Warren seconds the motion. Do we have any discussion? No discussion. Okay, that being the case, we move to a vote. Does anybody oppose this agenda? And do we have any abstentions? Agenda is approved. Delightful. Okay, now we're going to move on to approving the minutes. We have several to approve tonight. We're going to start with the June 22nd, 2014 meeting minutes. Would somebody like to make this motion?
This is Noel. I'd like to motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Noel. Can we get a second?
This is Warren. I'll second.
Warren seconds. Do we have any discussion on these minutes? This being the case, we shall move to a vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of these minutes? Are there any abstentions? Minutes are approved. We are now going on to July 30th minutes. Would someone make the motion for this, for these minutes?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Kyle. Can we get a second?
This is Warren. I'll second again.
Thank you, Warren. Moving on to discussion, I would like to say that these minutes are slightly unique in the sense that these aren't a general board meeting minutes that are being approved. These are the general membership meeting minutes as they were conducted live at the festival itself. So that's the only discussion of these are the minutes from the festival. Is there any further discussion?
Mm-hmm.
We shall move to vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of these minutes? Any abstentions? Minutes are approved. Moving on to August 26th. Would someone like to make the motion to approve these minutes?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Kyle, once again. Can we get a second?
This is Warren. I'll second.
Thank you, Warren, once again. All right. Does anybody have any discussion on the August 26th minutes? Then we shall move to a vote. Does anybody oppose these minutes?
Yeah.
Any abstentions? Minutes are approved. Woo! Thanks, guys. Now that we're on to that, we are going to move on to reports. First is the post-2014 IJA Festival report. I would just like to touch base on that briefly. Ideally, we would have Cody here doing a post-festival report, but I've been in contact with both him and Dennis, and he was unable to make it this week. He had some gigs going on, but I spoke with Dennis, and we're still trying to kind of get rid of some of the ambiguity as far as some of the festival expenses go, really identify that and itemize that. So Dennis is working on that, and ideally we're going to be able to get in touch with Scott Krause to kind of identify that more clearly. But I'm optimistic that we can get a final report soon, and hopefully Cody will join us and he can present that and we can kind of button this up. Is there any further discussion? All right. This being the case, we will move to next year's festival report by Veronique. Did everybody get a chance to look that over?
This is one I have not.
Okay. Do you guys understand how to view it in the Google Docs by clicking on it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and open that now and kind of skim through it. I'll kind of go over some of my thoughts on it, and if you guys, something strikes your interest that you want to discuss, or if you have any questions, we can record that and kind of go from there. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, sounds like things are going pretty well. One thing that I noticed with some of our special guests is that I kind of wanted to get everyone's thoughts on this. One of her special guest propositions that she's looking for is water on Mars. And as some of you probably know, that consists of Patrick Elmner, Tony Pezzo, and Wes Peden. It's a great act, and they're all very popular these days. But is there any discussion about getting somebody as one of our main headliners 2 years in a row, since Elmner was one of our headliners at this past festival? Do you think that would be detrimental in any way?
Did Patrick and Wes perform at Bowling Green?
They didn't perform as Water on Mars, no. It was just strictly Patrick as a solo act.
Patrick was also one of the special guests.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bowling Green, you said. Bowling Green. No, Wes performed at Bowling Green with Jay Gilligan.
I find that it's probably going to be pretty difficult, just in my opinion, to have to make such a significant change in the artistic direction of the IJA 2015 show. That's one thing would get a little sticky. I think that they have a whole board that helps decide their acts, and they have a process. So I'd be pretty nebulous about telling them they shouldn't get somebody, but that's just my opinion.
Okay.
This is Warren. I tend to agree with that, though. If they ask our opinion, I think, caution against water on Mars, just because, yeah, we've seen them a lot recently. The other thing to consider, though, is this is also the first festival in that region in a while, so okay. The draw in that area is probably going to be pretty large. It might be more beneficial for them as a group to look and see who's been playing up and around there recently, you know, to try and get some variety. I know looking at this list, I've got people I would love to see, and I think would make a great choice, but
yeah.
I mean, it seems like this festival more than others is really in their hands, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also know, too, that, I mean, just given the fact of where it is, it's going to be a stellar show, and there's going to be, like, even if the headliner is Water on Mars or whatever, there's still going to be so many other stellar, phenomenal acts that haven't been seen, probably, at an IJA festival, or at least not in a long time.
I guess, what is everyone's opinion on, I think it's very apparent that based on the culture and the networks they have there, they're going to have a lot of really, really awesome circus acts, but how apparent do you think it is that we need to get some kind of hip, big-name pure juggling act to draw in the traditional IJA crowd as opposed to more of like a Canadian circusy type environment. Do you think that's paramount, or what that kind of makeup should be in terms of the number of performers?
This is Noel. Well, I went on the site visit, and I went to the City Great Events Council, and they have a rich tradition that exists within circus and juggling as a subsect of that. And I really get the, and, you know, the circus school holds Turbo Fest, and I don't think there's any way to get around it to have, they might have more circus acts in their show, but I'm sure we could set a limitation, like at least 60%
of juggling acts. Oh, I think it's a great thing. Do you think it's important that we try to get a few, try to kind of propose that they get at least one or two big name juggling acts to maintain with kind of the IJA crowd that that you draw, or should we kind of let it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Veto is very amenable to pretty much anything we ask, and I think that we don't want to like crush any kind of motivational efforts on her side, but maybe even just sort of like Warren suggested. You know, suggest, hey, we want to make sure it's, you know, and I think that Veto wouldn't not put more juggling acts in it. I would be really surprised if she did, you know?
Okay.
But if she did,
I agree. This is Warren. I mean, this is so early on. I, you know, in some ways, I'd rather just leave it up to them.
Let's see.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello.
I'd just rather.
Oh, Vero, is that you?
Yes.
Perfect timing. We were just talking about your festival report. I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, in fact, I'm really sick, so I could not teach. So I just went there anyways. So here I am.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but glad you're here.
Yeah.
Okay, could she be added to the roll call? I don't think there's any issue with that.
Yeah, I'll add her.
Is it Skype or?
Just no. You're fine. You're fine. We're just it's all on the phone. There's no video. So we were just discussing your report. We were talking a little bit about the performer listing you had, as well as a few other things. Is there anything you'd like to say specifically?
On the performer side.
You know, just anything about the festival planning in general that you'd like to discuss or comment on or be informative of, just anything about your report or anything that's going so far.
Everything is going good. I don't know exactly what to say, we want to change the planning to make or not. It's very unclear if we put the machine the cirque on Tuesday or on Wednesday, because in both ways it could be held at the Quebec Circus School anyway, so that's the only thing really. So if you want we can review, I let you lead on that maybe. I don't know how you function usually, you know.
Okay, well, you know, it's report, there's a lot of discussion, but it traditionally I'll post the report, which I did, and we'll read it in advance, and you'll kind of go over your report, and then we'll discuss any items with you.
Okay, so I'll just start by point one and go point by point. Okay.
Okay.
So,
that's what you do, sure.
Yeah. So we last week we did two grant requests. One for service exchange and one for money for Turbo 418 to hold all the outdoor events. So it's just more fun for you guys. And in a way, I made it that way so that we can get grants accessible, because as you are, IJA is a non-profit organization from the United States, it cannot access those grants. So that's why we made the grant request are for all outdoor events that are held for general public. So so you know. And I have 36 rooms for Monday, Tuesday, and 48 for the rest of the week yet, but there's more to come. We had a big meeting with Andréanne about their experience of IJA, and they're very positive about it. We are very confident we can hold the event. One of the only points, the situation that she found was hard, it was a communication between the team. So we'll work on that really hard to make a very fluid and easy communication between everybody by a cell phone or by CBs or walkie-talkies. And Eman's report, he was a bit disappointed about the way the party went last night, which was his main thing over there that Aaron gave him. And I was not there, so I don't know about that. But if we look for the future, we want 5 to 6 Renegade Nights, and we can make a mix between IJA Renegades and Turbo Renegades, which are held with live musicians and MC, but it's more like, yeah, it's not like a traditional MCing. So, special guest proposition. There's a TRM. I'm waiting for their video to be. Is anybody here? Have seen it?
I've not seen it, but I'm familiar with it. That's the new one put out by...
Greg Kennedy?
Yes, Kennedy. Kennedy's
Greg Kennedy with their 5, and they need a lot of rigging. So I was thinking of putting them at the Quebec Circus School. At the beginning, I was thinking of putting them in the big show at L'Imperial, but with their technical request and the technical request of the competition, we find it more easy to do the competition in the showroom and the TRM show in the Quebec Circus School. Machine de Cirque are new. Well, they are very popular crew. The Johan and Raph have a towel act where they went in the plus grand cabaret du monde and they've hit more than 10 million clicks on their video. And the Machine de Cirque is a 5-people show. It's quite expensive, but it would be covered by Turbo. So it's like 6,000 plus 15% taxes. So it's really expensive, but I tried to negotiate on that. Water on Mars, they have submitted, I forgot to get all the info on the price and stuff for them. But, I'm half and half about them coming. I know they are huge and they would attract a lot of people. But at the same time, I think they've been seen a lot on the IJA stage. I don't know what you think about that. What do you think, guys?
We were actually just discussing that.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Noel, Vero. Hello. I was thinking, were you guys considering bringing Periokopi to the...
Yeah, well, it was in the list originally, and we just didn't... I forgot about them, but I add them in the list. I spoke to them. They were mostly flying, and they didn't have that much cost, so it would be a good option, but as... Water on Mars, our friend from Periokopi has been seen a lot at IJA too. But at the same time, I don't know what you guys think about this option.
I just put it out as an option as it's more manipulation based, and
yes,
maybe
yes.
There is. And the show was funded by Cirque to make it, and I know they're having hard times booking the show because they live so distant. I think that's why flights were the primary cost, but it could be more or less expensive option, maybe, because
yes.
Many of them are in the States.
Yeah.
Or France.
I'm wondering if we can get some budget from the Fun Fund to pay for some artists. I don't know if it has been done in the past or not.
Oh yes. And one more thing, Vero, before I forget. There's a large contingent of jugglers. I know you know, what is her name? Avivica?
Yes.
And Michael and Keith Nelson in New York City. There is a huge, not just them, but other, Sean Blue and all those guys are in that region. There's a lot of juggling going on down there. So maybe
in
doing
New York?
Some in New York. And there's a guy, Salil, who is going to be in our show, the guy from, I think, Uganda, who does a bounce juggling act with, like, eight balls or, like,
I should ask. I know Viveka already sent me a girl to speak to, and I asked for her video and stuff. I'm just going to check for her name.
And one more option, which I think is a very good one, is Brankar is running his show. Maybe you know Brankar. It's called Rhythmic Journey Through Juggling or something like that.
Okay.
And it's called Ratatatical. He just got a huge budget to run a show for like 3 weeks in Los Angeles. And
okay.
I don't know what process, but Brankar, he's sponsored by GoPro. He's very popular. I don't know, just as an option for a full show, other options.
Nice. I'm really open to getting more input on the special guest request. I know that my crew has submitted an MC. Wait a second. It's a checkerboard guy. Do you know him?
No.
No?
This is Warren. I know him. He would be phenomenal.
Yes.
Absolutely endorse him.
Amazing. So I'll try to get his contact. It's Marco who worked with him, and he was crying himself. So it's a good prospect. Ooh, so many guests. Okay, what else? Okay, in my list, I have Priam Pierret from Planet Diabolo. Priam has been in Canada before, but he has a new big DVD, as you know, and he made a official proposition. So, Priam, I'm trying to check everything. I should. Okay, so he has. He would teach a Diabolo workshop, masterclass, Diabolo show, if we want, Diabolord. Then he has a street show, a screening of video from Planet Diabolo. So his teaching would be like a Diabolo masterclass of many hours, like 10 hours or something. So that's about this for this proposition. Robin Spinelli is hot. You know, have you seen him?
Robin is very good.
Yes.
I've never seen him perform, though.
Yeah, that's why. And he's never been in the...
Okay.
In like, North America.
Okay.
So that could be cool.
He was doing seven balls for, like, 5 minutes at EJC.
Yeah, it's of a machine. Yeah. So,
nice.
Good to have a mix of everything, and maybe Robin, who is also in Planet Diabolo, maybe not as good of a teacher, can be a good option. A very good option, I know. Gail Catlino, I approached her. She was not that expensive. I spoke with Priam about her, Priam Pierret, who's a good friend of mine, and he says that she's not that hot. That's what he was. Oh yeah, you're thinking of inviting her. Oh. Yeah, he was like that. So I don't know.
Did you say Gail?
Yeah.
Gail O'Brien?
No.
Oh, Gail.
This is the club juggler, right?
Yeah, that's his friend.
And she puts the clubs in her mouth and does that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but, is she doing her whole act?
Well, I would invite her for an act, for sure.
Okay.
Is it interesting for you guys?
She's very good.
Yes?
I like her, too. And then I see the next one is Michael Motion.
Michael
yes.
Motion.
Fuck yeah. He's right. Yeah.
And so have you already contacted him?
Yeah. There's some people screaming Michael Motion, yes?
Yeah, I think that would be, I would make Michael Motion like the headline guest if you could somehow get him to come.
Yes.
Be enormous. I would do whatever you can to get him there, and more master classes the better, because everybody that took his workshop from the Vulcan at UJC said it was amazing. So.
Yes, do you have his contact?
You can look up Richard Hartnell under my Facebook friend. Stage manager for, or like met him a lot or something at EJC this year and helped him do something with Victor Key.
Okay.
So I don't know. I've never met him.
Is he on the group? Wait a second. Just send me his contact. It would be amazing.
Yeah. If you just send me an email with reminders, I can send it to you. I'm on my cell phone now, but just any information you need on for me, probably the same goes for Warren.
Yeah. I think Michael Motion would be more interesting than Pierrot Copy, personally.
Yes. Times 10.
Yeah. Because he's like the man.
So
Michael Moulton, though, has a very similar style than Greg Kennedy on some bouncing balls and stuff.
That's an interesting point, actually.
Yeah.
Kyle actually spent time with Michael Moulton. Do you have any opinion?
From what I hear, so you guys haven't actually, sent him an inquiry, asked him yet?
No.
No, okay.
I tried to email him, but I could not. It's weird. So.
Okay. He's difficult to get a hold of. It was amazing that he was at EJC because he doesn't go to conventions because of people, stealing his ideas for the past, for the past many years. But he was saying that in his workshop that the IJA put a really bad taste in his mouth, so I hope that he'll respond positively to us asking him.
Yeah, maybe the fact that I'm a Quebecer girl that doesn't know much.
That might help.
Yeah, that might help.
Just the fact that it's not so so vanilla American juggling convention. Might help him. Because I think he had a really good time at EJC seeing what everyone was doing nowadays, and I would hope that he's gonna continue feeling that way and come to the IJA as well.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about Brancard Rhythmic Journey to Juggling? Do you have more to say on that?
Brancard is
Go ahead, Kyle.
Brancard is an amazing performer, and just by himself. I don't know if you can get his full show. It looks like there's a lot of people involved, but he's got a great, very entertaining, super high energy act. He'd be a great guest.
He also integrates beatboxing and body percussion in his performance these days, so there's a chance you could just get him and his partner.
Okay.
He has one.
I prefer two people at least for a full show, because one.
Yeah, it's really good. You can just look him up online, and he has his whole body percussion, a bunch of stuff on about it.
Okay, good. I think do you have any other suggestion or?
I don't know if this was mentioned, Vero, but we were just discussing. I don't want to take too much time with this because we're probably going a little long here. But we wanted to know, so the majority of the acts in all the shows will be juggling acts for the most part, or will there be significant more?
My plan is to use the local talent we have. We have a circus school here, and full of contortionists and so on, and people with a lot of creativity, great new swish acts that can be added to the show, and quality. And we try with the local talent to get. And this is one of the things about the grant requests too, that we showcase the youth from here too. So if we want money, so that's it.
Okay.
What do you think about that, guys?
Well, this is Nathan. I think my general view is I really like diversity. I like seeing a lot of different circus-type acts in IJA shows. But at the same time, I still want it to remain juggling-centric. So as long as it's still based on juggling as opposed to a circus variety show, then I think it's a good idea.
Oh, it's very important. Yeah. It's.
I think after going to TurboFest, I definitely think that it's a pretty diverse, high quality circus area, so I'm not too worried about that.
No, it should be good.
I did see in the report you want to do all the competitions on one night.
It was a suggestion by Erin, I think, or Andréanne and Erin speaking together of doing this. What do you think about that, guys?
So putting the juniors competition and seniors in one night, just that?
Yeah.
So no youth showcase. No youth showcase.
You can still do that.
Yeah, it can be done in another space of time. And I know Andréanne was really interested in mise en scène and doing some directing of this show, the youth showcase. So. Of emceeing the show, because we'll have a different... the problem with the competition and the circus school is the fact that we don't have a backdrop that's closed and open. So I think the fact that we would ask the judges to turn around and come back would be a bit awkward. So we were thinking of putting that on a night as we only have two nights of Imperial Theatre. So that was a good option. And we can put the youth showcase, in different part depending on, or we can put it on the outdoor stage, or we can put it at the same time as the parade and so on. Or we can decide to put it in the afternoon day, or we'll see about that. If you have a suggestion, I welcome them.
I guess, Vera, have you been in contact with the stage competition team? Do you have an idea if you lumped all these competitions together, what the approximate runtime would be?
No, I have no idea. I haven't gone in contact with anybody yet.
Depends
on how many competitors qualify.
Right.
What?
True.
I guess I'm just wondering, how many, what we're capping at this year, if we're capping it at five.
Well, Andréanne told me that she was like, man, there was seven acts one night, and the other, so there would be, it would be a heavy-duty night, but we can choose the competitors in function of the space we have. So, our choice.
I think it would work having the youth competitions, and then doing the judging always takes a while, so the intermission can just be counting that, and then like an hour on each side, or a little over an hour on each side of the intermission. Then at the end, we'll have all those.
Well, now you're going to have about a five-hour show.
This is Warren. Let me talk a little bit about the time this is actually going to take now. So I think if we limit the competitors, we can pull it off in 2.5 to 3 hours. And I think that in recent years, there is no deliberation anymore. And it takes the judges an incredibly short amount of time to, all the judges have to do is look at their numbers and say they match what's on their sheet and then turn it in, and the results have already been tabulated. It's tabulated in real time. So before anybody even heads backstage, the scorekeeper now knows what the results are. so in the past couple of years, they've still allowed the MC to do like 20 or 30 minutes, which I don't understand why, at the end of the show. Like, there is no deliberation. We don't need that time.
Weird.
So just throwing that out there. That will differ considerably.
Yes, and there's a way to shrink it. And about MCing, we need to do variety of ways of introducing show. And we were thinking of having for a certain show a silent MC, not for the big thing, because we are French and English, and it would make it much more easier or to do like with a screen or whatever, so the text would not take all the space.
So
it's just a reflection we had that I'm sharing. So yeah,
sounds interesting.
Yeah,
all right guys, I could talk about this all day, but I think I'm gonna have to cap this at about another 2 or 3 minutes, so about 3 more minutes we'll wrap this up and move on.
Okay.
Yeah. Two points I wanted to touch on. The 5 to 6 Renegade Nights, that's intriguing, but it seems a little excessive to me. Can you clarify further the decision to have this many and what you think is the difference between an IJA Renegade and a Turbo Renegade?
Okay, Noël might help me on that. Turbo Renegade, there's always maybe it's excessive too, okay? Maybe I'm just suggesting stuff, but at EJC there's a Renegade show every night. So that I don't see the problem, but okay. It has to be Turbo Renegade is with live music, like a band of three that make the live music for the people, and then we can make open stage night where the people have their little music on their little iPod, and they go and they put the music, and they can perform their act. So that's but I don't know. There's another type of Renegade which is more like echo and stuff. Which can be done too, and it's all good to me.
This is Noel. I'm gonna say that I don't think it's gonna be a problem for them to have as many Renegades as they like. The only thing that it could do is make maybe not everybody would go to everyone, but I think that's sort of the standard Renegade vibe. And in addition, I just want to just mention that one of the things. They'll be held in the École de Cirque, I'm guessing, still, which means that some of the primary input of sources of income to Turbo will be from some of those nights. I think it'd be better to have the Renegade.
Okay.
So yeah. So I think that it's probably a good idea to have that. And it's just like hot dogs. But I'm just.
Is there a benefit to having some of those nights as open stage versus Renegade to kind of consolidate the acts appropriately?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure I understand well their question, but some nights will be Renegade and some nights will be open stage.
Okay.
And so, we want to have full 24-hour juggling at the circus school happening. So for that, we need activity over there at night.
Okay. There's one final thing I wanted to comment on. Could you elaborate on the last night party, what the frustration was with that?
I think it was double booked.
The ice cream social you're talking about?
I don't know, because I was not there, but Emmanuel told me that there was a misunderstanding. And he was sad of the way it went, because there was a half hour of waiting before the night start, and there were ice creams given to the people, and I think there was some misunderstanding on that, or I don't know exactly what happened. But when I spoke with Eman and Don Lewis, told me that there was a little floating, and it was unclear.
Okay. I remember it started late, but I don't remember if there was a double booking or what exactly did that. I don't think it was double booked, but I remember it started late. Noel or Warren, do you recall?
I remember it starting late, for sure. I remember them saying there was a party and then everybody waiting around for like 20, 30 minutes because there's no ice cream there. And I feel like Iman was running around trying to get it in there. And then it happened and most people left. And
so I think too, a little lack of communication and of preparation, I don't know from who or if it was Iman's part or whatever, but for the little floating time, that was it or something. So that's all I have to say on this, really.
Okay. I was just curious. Is any more comments on Veronique's report?
No. I just have to mention something to you, Nathan. I have to leave at 7:30 or...
Sorry, whatever.
7:30 our time here, so we're about 10 minutes out from there. I can stick around next 5 minutes, but I know Mike still has his report, but for the motion for the officers...
We're going to have to go jump to those motions because we only have 4 board members here, correct?
Yeah. Do you need me around still?
No, you don't have to. You're welcome to stick around, but no, it's not necessary.
Thank you, Vero.
Thank you very much.
Have a good
Thank
time.
You.
Bye.
Be in touch. Thanks. All right. This being the case, I think we're just going to go to the motions, and then we can revisit these reports after that. Is that okay with everybody?
That's okay with me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Because, like I said, we need 4 board members to approve motions, and so that's kind of we're at our minimum right now. Okay, we're going to jump down to motions, the motions for consideration. Motion A, motion to approve the following people for the following officer positions for the 2014 through 2015 term. Would someone like to make this motion?
Kyle will make the motion.
Kyle makes the motion. Can we get a second?
This is Noel now in that motion. Oh, sorry, Warren.
Noel, second. All right. Discussion. The one thing I would like to add is, curiously enough, we did not get any letters of interest from new people interested in helping out. That's a little depressing, but at the same time, we were fortunate in that the vast majority of people currently in positions opted to continue in their current roles. So all these people listed currently are running unopposed.
Who seconded? Sorry. Who seconded the motion? Was it Warren or Noel?
I believe it was Noel, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further discussion on this motion?
The only further discussion, which I might not be here for, is the unlisted positions and just ensuring that we have a plan for filling those. That's all.
Yeah, I mentioned that in Varia. Do you have any quick thoughts you'd like to throw out about that, Noel?
Not really. My only thought is that we're paying a graphic designer, but we also have an officer for it. That one seems like that one needs to be lined up a little bit. So.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, that being the case, we'll move to a vote. Does anybody oppose this motion? Are there any abstentions? Motion passes. We have officers for the next IJA year. Good job, everybody. Motion B. Motion to search for graphic designers on freelance broker sites with a compensation listing up to $1,000. Would somebody like to make this motion?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle makes the motion. Do we have a second? Anybody second?
Make the motion to vote, guys.
Yeah, this is just a motion to, or a second to discuss this, not to...
This is Warren. I'll second.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
Warren. Okay, just real quick, Kyle, I think you're typing up and down. You know, see what I mean? With the motion.
That was for the last one.
The last one. Okay. So B is...
Because it was on the bottom when it's normally on the top, and so I was confused on that part.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. So anyways, discussion, I'll just touch briefly upon this. We need a new logo. We've been throwing out some ideas. There's been the discussion if we want to do everything in-house versus outsourcing. Mike Sullivan suggested, in addition to advertising for graphic designers on IJ social media, that we also reach out to freelance broker sites and offer a hypothetical compensation of up to $1,000. So that's what kind of brought about this motion. My general thought on this is I could see either way going in-house or outsourced. The only issue is I do not want to spin wheels on this as we are in a bit of a time crunch. And I think one benefit of this motion could be that just because we're posting with a hypothetical compensation doesn't mean we have to necessarily accept any offers. This is just saying we're putting that out there and advertising that as something. If that's an avenue we decide to pursue, that would open to us.
Yeah, I would also mention that I don't think it's a big problem, Mike, to put the listing out, as we'll have another vote before approving the graphic designer, I assume. So,
this is Warren. I was initially opposed to this, but I like what you said right now, Nathan, is that we're just making a listing. We're not agreeing to pay anybody yet. I'm still not sure why we aren't just going with Louis. I mean, he does graphic design. I mean, this is
right.
He does, right? I mean, he's a professional. So, and I've been happy with what I've seen from him. So,
sure.
Saying that, though, if people aren't entirely happy with what he's done, then I'm a big fan of hiring a professional as well. I just think we have one already.
Well, I agree with that, Warren, but we would then be subject to criticism that we're self-dealing.
But what would that criticism lead to? I mean, how big of a concern is that criticism?
Well, we just paid a board member money to do something that we could have at least tried to contract out for.
Mm-hmm. But again, what's bad about that? It's coming back.
I'm just saying, well, it could leave us susceptible to criticism that the board is self-dealing. You just need to be aware of that. I'm not saying I would criticize the board for doing that, but I think others
should. Sure. Okay.
Can I cut in here for a second?
Sure.
So the graphic designer is to be doing what exactly? Like, are we looking for someone to just be on call or someone for the project?
Yeah, the project
logo?
To reinvent the IJA's visual identity, a logo, a typographic style, and a color palette, and the various treatments of those things that we would use on all different kinds of media.
Okay. All right. I need to get in contact with one of me and Noel's friends and talk to him about that, because this is a marketing deal, and I've gone a bit too long without contacting him. It was really good, and especially if we're offering that kind of money or somewhere near that, then I'm going to go ahead and do that. But anyway, let's go ahead with the vote.
Okay. Well, like I said,
unless there's any...
Yeah, let's just go ahead and vote. Does anybody oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain from voting? Motion passes. We can search for graphic designers at freelance broker sites with a compensation listing. Again, this is just putting out, promoting it, not approving someone for this payment specifically. Okay. I guess, do you have to cut out, Noel?
Yeah, I've got to go. Thank you, guys. Mike, I'll check the minutes for your report. But luckily we're a few years ahead, so I feel pretty good. But I still am curious to hear what you have to say today. So, yes. So thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks.
Later, Noel.
All right.
Okay, we're going to jump back up to reports. Future Fest planning. Mr. Sullivan, do you have anything to report?
Yeah, very quickly. Since our last meeting, I gave a webinar through the offices of the NASC, the National Association of Sports Commissions, to which the IJA now belongs. And I had 161 people listen in on my webinar who are interested in potentially bringing us to their city. I've heard back from a half dozen or so who are pretty interested, and I expect to hear back from more. But what I want to ask the board about now is I've received offers, and not offers, I've received strong interest from two Canadian cities, one in Western Canada and one on the western suburbs of Toronto. And I would like to find out what the board's feelings are on potentially returning to Canada for 2018. I think going back in 2017 would be too soon, but potentially I would like to see if the board is interested in following up with these Canadian cities for 2018 potential sites.
This is Warren. What specifically is the is the city on in Western Canada?
Warren, it is a site called WinSite, WinSport, and what it is the Calgary Olympic facilities that were used for the Calgary Winter Olympics in 2004.
All right.
And they're empty all summer long. Now, they are empty all summer long. It's a winter facility. So they try to find things to rent it out for in the summer. But I haven't gotten a lot of detail from them other than they're very interested and they want to prepare a proposal. But that would be in Western Canada, in Calgary, Alberta. The other is suburban cities near Toronto, on the western suburbs of Toronto, including Kitchener, Waterloo, and Stratford, Ontario. And they are very, very excited about our group. They think they have absolutely everything that we want, and mid-July is their high season, so we would be there in the middle of all their other fun activities, street fairs, festivals, et cetera. And he is very excited about getting a proposal to us very quickly. I have asked Sean Haddow to get in touch with them and perform a preliminary site visit because he lives close by. And presuming that goes well, we will be following up with them in early October. So mainly, I just want to gauge the board's interest in the idea of returning to Canada with no specifics for 2018 at this point.
My general view is
Sean he's a big-time kendama juggler, and he's at all the IJA conventions, and he's a very, very active juggler in Canada.
This is one. I think it'd be great to look at this again. For 2018, I agree. I think right on the money that 2017 is way too soon. I just pulled up a map of WinSport, and it doesn't look like it's near much of anything. It looks like the closest thing is Edmonton. So I'm a little concerned. Yeah, doesn't hurt to hear their proposal. So.
Exactly, and that's all we're at so far. They're interested in us. I don't know if we're interested in them.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think that sounds great.
I'm on the same wavelength. Like Warren said, I don't think it would be beneficial to come back very soon after the next year or two after next year's festival, but I don't think 2018 is too short, so I think anytime 2018 or further wouldn't be out of line for a return. I would like to kind of gauge how things go next year in terms of moving outside to Canada and see if there's any major issues that we should be aware of before committing, but I see nothing wrong with putting up feelers and listening to offers.
Okay, thanks. That's the end of my report, unless there's any other questions.
Does anybody have any other inputs on this idea? I hope.
Mike, what did you say where the IJA is now a part of?
We are now a member of the National Association of Sports Commissions, which is known as NASC, and their website is sportscommissions.org.
Okay.
Great. Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Moving on, YJA reports. I have not heard anything from Ellen Winters. As far as I know, things are going smoothly, but I guess there's no new updates on that. Moving on to marketing, we're lucky to have Kyle here. Is there anything going on with marketing right now, Kyle?
Well, I just took back over with the IJA Facebook page, and I'm here, so I'm trying to be a little better about it. My obligations in Maine are less and less, so I'm moving back to California, and hopefully I'll have more time to do all of this marketing business and all that. So staying on top of the Facebook page. That's about all I got at the moment.
I know Aaron's going to appreciate that.
yeah,
we're glad.
Good.
I'm happy you decided to run again, Kyle. We have you again. And one thing I would like to ask about, you mentioned this to me or in your proposal, I think, and I thought this was a great idea, especially as we move forward with our rebranding, is the idea of having an IJA informational brochure or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a long time. I've made a few notes about it, and I would like to put a little bit more time into it, because the idea was that we would have possible, like, booths at regional conventions, and all those reps and everything would be, you know, repping our stuff and maybe have, like, a little competition or something and talk a little bit about the IJA with, you know, if we have the volunteers to do it. Especially when we were, like, traveling abroad and things like that.
Excellent. I think that's a very good idea and definitely something to pursue once we get further along with it.
Sure.
Okay. Any more discussion on marketing? Moving on. There was no IRC reports from Aaron Stevens, and I'm not aware of any activity going on with that. So we will move on to membership. We have updated numbers. Does anybody have any discussion on that? No discussion. Looks like we've lost, I think, one member since last month, but otherwise not a lot of movement. Moving on, financial reports. I have not heard anything from Scott Krause in quite some time, nor is he here presently.
I would like to ask if the board wants to decide that post is now vacant, since Scott is incommunicado and I believe derelict in his duty.
Yes, it is officially vacant, both and officially as of a few minutes ago when we passed the motion, because he did not opt to run for treasurer, and unfortunately no one else stepped up. That's something that's in a different area, but. Yes, this position is currently vacant. So I guess we'll move on to the AMS reports. Can you give us an update on that, Mike?
Yes, well, we'll begin training about November 1st, so we have a little over a month to get organized. I've received only a couple offers of help, Don Lewis, and from... both Luco and Louis, and I think that will be enough for us to get this thing off the ground. I've asked the vendor to give us an idea of what the training ramp up will be like, and waiting to get that. And of course, we would like to have anything that we're going to do as far as new logos, color schemes, typography, branding, etc.,
stuff like that done before we begin the conversion. So not much happening right now. We're all waiting for November 1st, and I'll keep the board posted when I find out more about the startup process.
Sounds good. Mike, any discussion for this? No discussion. Okay, thank you, Mike. We already did the motion, so we're going to move down to Varia. First, unfilled officer positions. We have three vacant positions currently, that being graphic designer, World Juggling Day coordinator, and treasurer. So I'd just like to have some discussion about if we want to go about advertising for these positions as individuals, or if we want to do some networking, or if we want to try to consolidate these roles, trim any fat, and what people think. I'd
having,
say right now.
Having, go ahead. Okay.
I don't think graphic designer is paramount right now because we've already have a few people involved in that, unless we want to try to see if we can make Louis our graphic designer. But otherwise, I think that we have a lot of options, and compared to things like treasurer, I don't think graphic designer is quite as imperative. And World Justice Day coordinator, I think, is important, but something we don't necessarily need at this moment.
This is Warren. I agree. I don't see why graphic designer would even be an officer position. That's like a one-time thing. You wouldn't have a graphic designer every year. Yeah. So, World Juggling Day coordinator, like you said, we will need one, but it's not imperative. I mean, it really seems like the treasurer is the only one that is. And having not served on the board, I have no idea how this is, like, it's been going about finding officers in the past. So, unfortunately, I don't feel like I have anything to offer there.
Okay.
Other than keep advertising in publications, I don't know. I mean, do we, like, what, how crucial is it that we fill this position? Like, I mean, I know we really need, I would imagine we really need to, but what's going to happen if we don't? Like, what are we looking at? What's that consequence like?
There's several ways to look at it. You're talking about treasurer specifically, Warren?
Yeah, treasurer specifically. The other two are.
Yeah. Well, treasurer is unfortunately a fairly vital position. We need somebody to present financials and kind of go through a lot of this stuff. But it's kind of interesting in the sense that we look for a lot of volunteers to help out with the IJ to give back, and hopefully they receive some gratification about this. Treasurer is much more vital and demanding to the point where I think it's a little less desirable. But at the same time, we already have a bookkeeper, so we can't really offer any compensation. And it kind of becomes, how do we find somebody to fill a vital role that's not as appealing, but still is willing to volunteer their time? Another thing is, it's traditionally the treasurer is at the festival, and they deal with a lot of the on-site finances. So it becomes difficult to deal with the financial side at the festival without a treasurer, and also we need someone to present financial reports. We can also look at is if we want to try to consolidate some of the treasurer duties over to Dennis, the bookkeeper. I did speak with him on the phone a few days ago, and he said that his schedule opens up a little bit after this fall, and he could potentially start going to our monthly board meetings to present financial reports. So I guess it then becomes, how do we define the roles between treasurer and bookkeeper, and then how do we find someone for treasurer for these roles?
I mean, maybe what we need to do now is just start reaching out directly to people in the past who have been treasurer, either saying, hey, is there any way you can fill this role again? Or if you can't, can you recommend somebody who might? I mean, it might be the kind of thing where we just really need to start pushing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Another thing to keep in mind, too, is, like I said, this is a fairly vital position. So a lot of our volunteer positions can essentially be filled by anybody who's just enthusiastic. But with something like treasurer, I almost feel like there needs to be some sort of not strong financial background, but at least some sort of experience or understanding of dealing with financial reports and, you know, expenses and whatnot.
Yeah.
So do we look for somebody that has specific qualifications or just anybody who's willing to put in the work?
Well, you know, maybe we can move to something that's a little less dependent on someone finding, or dependent on us finding someone with, you know, exactly what we're looking for qualification-wise if we transfer some of the duties over to the bookkeeper regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that should just be what we do anyway since we're having such a hard time filling the position as it stands. So, it's a thought.
I know Aaron suggested this, and I was kind of thinking the same thing, as we might have a better response because we did, like, the officer call on Facebook, but that's just mm-hmm. a general thing. We're looking for officers, but if we say, hey, we're looking for one person to be a treasurer, even though the position itself isn't quite as appealing, I think the fact that we're looking for one person for a specific position might jump out to people more than just, oh, hey, we're looking for a bunch of officers. So do you think promoting this on social media would be beneficial?
I think so. I mean, I think anything and everything we can do is going to be beneficial. I mean, the worst thing that's going to happen if we post something like that is we're not going to get a response. So I don't see a reason not to, to start targeting, like, very pointedly asking for this, come to volunteer for this business, basically. So, yeah.
Okay.
This,
Kyle, do you think
this
that's
is Kyle.
We can do?
Yeah. I could totally post about it. I don't know what to say in the post about, like, qualifications or, like, what direction someone should be in that would be a good candidate. If somebody else had a list, possibly, or if we have a description, somewhere of the duties.
Yeah,
right?
I think that would be good. There are some descriptions on
Juggle.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull those up. I know there are a few of them we're missing, so let me see if I can locate that. Here we go. Treasurer. It says, the treasurer is a member of the board of directors. Well, I'm going to have to revise that. I had some discussion about this, and I believe it was Martin. He suggested that the treasurer be on the board of directors, and I agree that's beneficial, but it's not in our bylaws that it's mandatory. So, and
okay.
From what I understand, I don't think anybody here is interested in becoming treasurer. So correct me if I'm wrong.
No. Sorry. What is the benefit to having them on the board? Just that they're used to being accountable and used to being at the meetings?
If they're on the board, the treasurer is the liaison between the bookkeeper and the board, so that the treasurer can keep the board apprised of what's going on financially. And I think having that person on the board is very helpful, or at least it should be someone who, you know, is in good communication with the board as far as getting financial information, monthly financial records, that sort of thing. The bookkeeper can provide that monthly accounting information and just make that stuff available to the board. That's sort of one of the more important aspects of the financial bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still thinking what I think would be an ideal plan is move as much as we can to the bookkeeper's plate, and then just find someone to fill a seat if we have to. I mean, if we absolutely have to. So.
Okay. So
I think
we
that's
want to
the final say on that.
Could you say that again, Warren?
Oh, I just said I think that's my final say on that. Like, let's.
Okay.
I mean, we have somebody who is capable of communicating to us and is the bookkeeper. And
right.
So let's just go with that. And then if we have to have somebody to fill a seat, essentially, let's just do that.
So do we want to hypothetically look at phasing out the position of treasurer and consolidating those duties?
I think it would be an interesting idea to explore. Yes. I'm not saying let's start making plans to do that, but let's see what that would entail.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely led to some interesting discussion. Did you guys feel it would be haphazard to post a thing on social media trying to find a treasurer, or we should really explore the idea of if that's still a viable position at this point first?
This is Kyle. I have no issue with it. Asking if anybody out there is interested.
Okay.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, Kyle, if you want to, you can maybe post a message on the forums, and we can kind of bang out a description based on this PDF file and kind of do a think tank on that, or just send out an email, and we can come up with a description, and then you can fire that off on Facebook, and if we don't get any compelling offers, then we can talk about validation.
All right.
Does that sound reasonable?
Sure. All right.
Okay. And I think as far as the other positions, we're kind of in agreement right now that there's no reason
to rush
a graphic designer and World Juggling Day to wait for a while. Is that correct?
Yes.
I agree.
Someone to knock off? Someone. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know if someone came or left.
I'm not sure either. You still there, Kyle?
I'm still here.
Okay, well, okay. I guess, is there any further discussion on that? Moving forward. We're going to vary number B, or letter B. That's outstanding debt to graphic designer payment and how to avoid this going forward. I'm sure some of you read my email. Did you all get a chance to read the one I found out a few days ago about our Canadian graphic designer?
Yes.
Yeah. That was quite a troubling experience. I was not aware that was an outstanding debt for so many months until a few weeks ago. And then when I called to get it resolved, there was no feasible way, which kind of disturbed me. So I guess I should give you an update, though. I did speak with Don Lewis, and he was gracious enough to issue the graphic designer Canadian check directly. So that should be taken care of within the next couple days, and then I will draft and send out an apology to this graphic designer. The graphic designer did mention he was going to start charging us interest, but I had Vero read the contract, which was in French, and there's nothing in there about interest, so I am not intending to honor that. I don't think there is any purpose to that, but I'm going to be very profuse in my apology, and hopefully that can get shut and be done with that. But the point becomes now is, how do we avoid situations like this going forward? Does anybody have any...
How exactly did the situation arise again? I mean, it just seems like if I understand it, it just seemed like we hired someone, or the previous board did, and didn't like what they did, and then just it was forgot. They forgot to pay him. I'm not.
This was actually absurdly complicated, Warren. I'm going to try to sum it up the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
A graphic designer was hired in Canada to design some stuff for the festival. Veronique was working with them.
Oh, for Turbo.
For Turbo, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was not involved in this heavily. I mean, the board was aware of it, but it was mainly Veronique and to a lesser extent Aaron. And so the graphic designs, you know, I didn't pay a lot of attention to this since it was for the Turbo team thing, but they weren't really that satisfactory. But nonetheless, it was a fairly decent priced graphic designer, so we still owed them. We had a contract and everything. So a payment was sent out to our bookkeeper to issue a payment. Aaron authorized that. This was before I was chairman. And it was assumed it was paid, but apparently we were getting a new bookkeeper too, so that kind of complicated things.
Yeah.
And Dennis, I don't know if he did not have a handle on this or if he didn't get the email, but it remained unpaid for several months, even though it was Aaron assumed that it was taken care of. And then we received noticed that this guy was harassing Vero, and so I authorized payment like 2 months after the fact. And then a couple weeks later, I received a personal email from this gentleman basically just having some very harsh words for our organization and saying we don't know what good graphic design is and we have until this date and where he's going to start charging us interest and we're bad and all this stuff. And so then I called Dennis directly, and essentially what it came down to is several factors why he hadn't paid it. He wasn't sure if it was an American currency or Canadian. And then there was the issue of there was some uncertainty how to do bank transfers internationally. And then the biggest issue that I found kind of troubling is we have IJA checks, but our bookkeeper currently does not have any. It's currently in the position of our treasurer, who, for whatever reason, is not being communicated with us. So really the only way we could pay was by PayPal, which this guy didn't want, and we didn't have checks to write him, and we didn't understand or have the setup to do an international bank transfer. So we were kind of dead in the water for a while.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like I said, it was pretty complicated.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing now is I really want to make sure that Dennis has an active checking account so we can issue checks directly.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm willing to jump through some hoops, and I think I don't know if I need to get in touch with Scott first or if I can have our bank issue them to him personally, but I can do some digging on that.
I would just go to the bank first, and I think, you know, hopefully, again, this is the kind of thing we should keep in mind and that I'm going to keep in mind going forward with an executive director search. So, you know, I think just someone overseeing, like, this falls to me under the category of day-to-day activities.
Right.
So, which, yeah, I can talk about ED search at a later date or via email after this meeting since it's not on the agenda.
I apologize if you had something to go on. I didn't include it on the agenda. I wasn't sure if there was, but yeah.
Nope,
you
not a whole lot, but
talk about, just let me know.
Yeah. This, I think I'll present a bigger report at the planning meeting.
Okay. Like I said, the planning meeting is much more of a think tank, so if you want to have a formal report on record, it would be best for a business meeting, but if you just want to kind of brainstorm and shoot out your ideas and division planning is probably more.
What I'd like to do is kind of give a rough outline of at the next planning meeting and then have a timeline by the next board meeting that we can approve and start to move on. So,
sounds good, Warren. Okay, cool. Does
anybody have
any comment? Yeah.
One comment about this issue with the paying the Canadian guy. We need to be able to pay Canadian bills for this festival that's coming up. I don't know what's going to be paid, you know, directly, but we need to be able to pay things when necessary. So we certainly need to be able to move money to Canada, and apparently at the moment we can't, other than through Don, and that's certainly not going to be a viable thing for the festival in general.
Absolutely not. In your opinion, Martin, do we need to set up some sort of international bank transfer system? Is that ideal?
I don't know what we need to do. I will say that when some of you know Ginny from back long ago when maybe some of you know her when she ran the IJ festivals for several years, and when she ran the 92 festival and maybe the 2000 festival in Montreal, she had people pay in U.S. dollars. I don't know.
Wow.
For in Canada, Canadian.
And that worked?
Well, you know, probably people paid with credit cards, and that solved a lot of the problem.
But
didn't take Canadian cash. I don't think that's going to be acceptable in this case.
I agree.
But I assume that won't be an issue with Turbo managing this thing and having, you know, Canadian background. So anyway, that's I don't know what they did back in those days for paying bills, but I assume that they were able to, maybe they were able to issue. One of the things to look into, I suppose, is if we send an American check to Canada, would anybody be able to cash it? I mean, you know, the big organizations, would they be able to cash such a check?
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, you know, maybe we can, well, I was going to say use a debit card, but I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe that would work for transfer to Canada, but I really have no experience on that. But it's something we need to get hold of before we have to use it. Have to get it
kind of in that same boat. I see it's important, but I, you know, a lot of the international financial stuff is pretty foreign to me.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if somebody in some association, this association we're a member of, can help us with international transfers. Maybe they can give us some clues.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I can reach out to Vero and have someone on her team kind of get back to us with any ideas about the best way to proceed with this so that there's no hiccups. So I can talk to her about that. Is there any more discussion on this particular issue? Excellent. Well,
looks like we saved about a half hour off of last month's time. So
that's something. All right. Well, it looks like it's time to set our next meetings. Looking at my calendar here. We have, for our planning meeting, I would suggest either October 7th or October 14th. Is there a preference by anybody?
Let's see here. I think, maybe that'll depend on when we want to have the next board meeting. Are you thinking 21st or 28th for the board meeting?
21st or 28th, I'm inclined to lean towards the 21st. But
I'm inclined to lean towards that too because I'm going to be in Kingston. I'm just being selfish right now. But I'm going to be
warm.
I know. I'm going to be out of town the weekend before the 28th.
Okay.
So, to me, the combination of the 7th and the 21st is most appealing to me.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. Does that work for you, Kyle?
Oh, maybe it was Kyle that we lost.
Sorry, guys. My mute button was on.
Oh.
I didn't realize.
Oh.
but, yeah, the 7th and the 21st works for me.
Cool. You mind plugging those dates in there for me, Kyle?
Sure.
Thank you very much, sir.
Same board of director time, same board of director place.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, I think this was a very productive meeting. And, I think there's a lot of great things going on. Feel free to use the chat forums if you want to keep any rolling discussion or send out emails. let's move on to adjournment. Would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
This is Kyle. I'll make the motion.
Kyle joyously makes the motion. And we do not need a second on this, we've established. Does anybody have any discussion? All right, great job, anybody, everybody. Is there any, does anybody oppose adjournment? And lastly, do we have any abstentions? Excellent. Thank you, everybody. Meeting is officially adjourned at 8:03 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Nathan.
Bye.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.